This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. If you've got Skype, we invite you to Skype in there at Skype username lrn.fm. We were talking about the Flint water disaster, which was completely created by the government. And, of course, we would be told by some people that, well, we need the government to take care of these basic necessities of water and trash removal. And, wait a minute. Actually, we're here in Keene, New Hampshire, where trash removal is actually handled by private companies.
Yeah.
So, in fact, you don't even have to hire a company. You can just take it to the dump yourself if you want to.
You could put it in tiny little bags and drop those bags in various garbage cans that are located around the city.
That's, technically, I don't know if that's legal.
So, like, if you, just had, like, a small little grocery bag full of garbage... There are a bunch of garbage cans around the city.
Yeah, are you talking about the city cans or like
the
private lot or something? Like
I'm talking about the city cans that your taxpayers or your tax money is used to pay somebody to empty those.
You could do that. Maybe that's why those city cans are always heaping full of garbage and they hardly ever seem to take them out. Sometimes it's hard to actually fit things in the city cans because they're so loaded.
I've never seen them that loaded.
Maybe it's only during, like, the festivals or whatever, but I've definitely...
Yeah, it's only during the festivals that they're overflowing. And I don't go downtown a lot, but when I do, I never see those things overflowing.
But as far as, like, other people's trash cans, then that's like, fraud almost, because then if you were to put your own garbage in someone else's garbage can, they're the ones paying to take that out.
Right.
And so you would then...
Yeah, I'm not advocating that at all, but, if you are shopping at, say, Walmart...
Yep.
And you happen to have, a cup that needs to be thrown away. Walmart has a garbage can and they allow their customers to use.
For whatever purpose, sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not advocating, dump all of your trash in the Walmart and Target trash can.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't what you were saying.
No. And it would also be, a royal pain in the you-know-what to put all of your garbage in tiny little
bags.
Bags.
Yeah, it doesn't cost that much to throw out your garbage on your own or to hire a company. I think we pay $40 per month here for two households to have their garbage taken out from. So it's a duplex is where you and I are staying. And I don't think that's unreasonable at all. I mean, because otherwise you'd have to go down to the dump and wait in line and then, unload all your stuff. And then
they close at certain times and they don't take cash
here.
They only take checks unless you go prepay for some sort of sticker or something at the city.
But the dump is a city-run operation, not private. So there's private trash removal, but the trash site or transfer station or whatever they call it, that's run by the government.
Well, there's the dump in the Keene dump, which I think is actually in a neighboring town. And then the neighboring municipalities have transfer stations where they collect stuff and then take it to the dump.
Do they? Okay. So,
unless it's the recyclables, and then that goes somewhere else.
Yeah, so, taking the trash removal out of the hands of government, that's easy to do.
Yes.
Taking, other government services out of the hands of the government, like snow removal or whatever, that's easy to do.
But I will argue that snow removal is not as easy to do as trash removal.
Why?
Because, there's only, so many streets. So what happens if you're paying ABC Corp to plow in front of your house? Does that mean that they drive over the snow for the next door neighbor who didn't pay ABC Corp but paid Acme Corp?
Yeah, that is a tricky thing. But I would say that there's some more negotiation involved in that one. But ultimately, it would benefit the people on a street to come together to hire someone to just handle the entire
street. I'm not saying that it couldn't be done. I'm just saying, you know, like the implication and the argument against why we can't have it is because, well, what happens if?
It's true. What if somebody is ornery and doesn't want to go along with their neighbors?
Yeah, it's not like the private security to where when they make a pass through the neighborhood, you know, obviously the private security guy is not going to put his hand over his eyes while he drives by the house that didn't pay. So, you know, like his presence will deter possibly, you know, even for the people that haven't paid. But the presence of a snowplow will not deter the snow from falling in front of the house that didn't pay Acme Corp, but instead paid ABC Corp.
Well, then the question becomes, well, who owns the roads, right? Because if you're talking about the person's driveway, well, they're going to have to deal with that themselves. But if you're just talking about the road that leads
to that
person's
house. Unless you're paying somebody, like, you know, shoveling out your driveway with private snow shoveler, that's easy to
do. That happens all the time. But I'm just saying, if the ornery person doesn't want to pay, then they can handle their own property. But the question is, does that person own the road, or does, is the road owned in chunks, or is the road owned by one person or one company or whatever? And if it's one person who owns the road, then you don't have to worry about the ornery guy that lives on it. You just, you know, get the road cleared out and do what you need to do. But there is the market incentive, I think, for people to come together and to work together to hire somebody to clear out something. And there may be a free rider problem, but I don't think it would be a big deal. I really don't think it would, because
the free rider problem is a lot less of an issue than the compelled rider problem.
What do you mean by that?
So let me first explain what I mean by compelled rider. Right now, there are services, and I'm using that term loosely, that are provided by various government entities. And they say, well, if you don't like it, then, you know, blah, blah, blah. If you don't like the military, then, you know, go somewhere else. Well, I wish that I could just not fund that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're compelled to fund various things that you might not want. So the free rider problem is, you know, like the next door neighbor that wants to pay a different company or says, well, you know, like I can't pay or I don't want to pay. That's the free rider.
But they would benefit from those who are.
They would benefit from those who are. The compelled rider is when you go over and you force your neighbor to pay for a service that he does not want and then tell him to shut up when he complains about having to pay for services he doesn't want.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. Maybe you've got some ideas for us. You can bring up anything you want as well. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn.
Yeah, actually, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
you're talking earlier about the doctor who basically went bananas on the Uber driver.
Yeah, she seemed pretty drunk.
Well, she probably was pretty drunk, and, you know, as you were saying, she may have been in a blackout condition too, but who knows? I mean, I've dealt with people like that before who have no knowledge of what they did during that time. So she may have been blacked out. You never know. But anyway, the thing I was going to say, the statistics I wanted to call in about this, I got these from a gun shop dealer here in the town where I live when I moved to Wyoming, and I've been here about 2 years. So these are maybe 3 years old. But the statistics, it's a list of different things here about doctors. The number of physicians in the U.S. is 700,000. B, accidental deaths caused by physicians per year are 120,000. And C, accidental deaths per physician is 0.171, according to those numbers. And it says statistics are courtesy of U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Now, in relation to that, there's another set of statistics that are about guns, and people are up in arms. Okay, that relates to guns, but anyway, they're upset about firearms, but they shouldn't be, because the number of gun owners, this is A, the number of gun owners in the U.S. is 80 million. Now B, the number of accidental gun deaths per year, all age groups, is 1500. C, the number of accidental deaths per gun owner is 0.000188. So statistically, doctors are approximately 9,000 times more dangerous.
More deadly.
Than owners. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting comparison, Tim. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How best to get from government ownership of various services like water and snow plowing, for instance, to non-government, meaning the marketplace, whatever that would mean. Maybe it would be a community group. Maybe it would be a private company. Maybe an individual. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-453. 855-450-3733.
With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we're going to be live at the Liberty Forum coming up here in less than a month, February 18th through the 21st. We're going to be in the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, New Hampshire, right there on Elm Street, which is pretty much the main street in Manchester. And it's going to be a great time. Great hotel. It is the perfect venue for this big conference event that is put on a yearly basis by the Free State Project. This is the ninth one they've done, and it's going to be arguably the most historic of all of them because, well, number one, Edward Snowden is going to be speaking there as a keynote address. He won't be there in person because he'll be arrested if he comes to the United States, but he'll be there as close to in person as he can be, which means he'll be in Moscow and on video feed. But nonetheless, we'll still have Edward Snowden at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. In addition to that, Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man who is in prison for running the Silk Road, the underground marketplace website, she's going to be speaking again. She was there last year, one of the keynote speeches there last year, and from what I saw of it, it was a great speech. So looking forward to seeing Lynn again at the Liberty Forum and countless others. You can go to nhlibertyforum.com and you can see the list of the speakers that they've got lined up already. And it's not too late to get your tickets. It's not too late to get the hotel. I haven't heard that it's sold out, but it might. So get yours locked in now over at nhlibertyforum.com. February 18th through the 21st. You want to check out the Free State Project? You want to see if the community is as great as we say that it is? Then come on up and experience it for yourself. In Manchester, at the Radisson, February 18th through the 21st, nhlibertyforum.com. We will be there, and we'll be broadcasting live. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. We've been talking about the government-supplied services like snow removal, garbage removal, and, say, water delivery, and some of the challenges that are involved in getting from where we are today, where the government has a monopoly over these things, to getting to where I think most liberty-minded folks would like to be, where there is no more government monopoly on these things. But ultimately, one of the concerns, and I think there are a lot of good concerns and a lot of good questions about this, and I don't claim to have all the answers. I'm just a liberty-minded person. I don't know how the market would handle all this stuff, and nor do I know exactly what the best way would be to transition to the market handling this stuff. I think that's actually one of the trickiest questions here is, you know, when it comes to the government getting rid of land, that's one thing. Like, there are a couple of different ideas I've heard proposed. So here in Keene, the government owns like 10% of all the actual acreage in Keene is what I understand.
That's you ran those numbers. Deeded land that does not include city streets or sidewalks.
Oh, really?
Okay. Because city streets and sidewalks are not deeded land. That's taken from right of ways.
So yeah, I don't know what it would be if you included all the.
There's no way of finding out. And plus, when I ran those numbers, that did not include the amount of land that the city of Keene owns in other municipalities.
Right.
Such as the airport that's in the town to our south, which would be Swansea.
Or the dump.
The dump, which is in a neighboring town, and then there's the reservoir that's in a third town.
Right. So, but anyway, getting rid of the government having land wouldn't be too hard, but the question is, what's the best way to do it? Is the best way to do it to where the government puts up the land that's, you know, properties that they have to the highest bidder? Or is it, and you know, obviously each property would be bid separately in that case, or is it
that, that's actually not that obvious because some people would think that, oh, they're just selling it off at one giant chunk.
Yeah, that would be bad.
It's what happens when you go to estate sales a lot of times. They say, here's a big box of stuff. Who wants to buy this box of stuff?
Yeah.
Highest bidder for the box of stuff.
That wouldn't be good. It wouldn't
you could
you
put all of the deeds of property in one box and say, here's a box of deeds. Who wants to buy this box of deeds?
That would definitely not be a good idea. That would result in less money coming in and less diversity of ownership. So I certainly wouldn't support that if someone proposed it. But another proposal would be to simply allow people to homestead the existing government land, because, you know, the argument would be that by giving it out to the highest bidder only allows the rich people ultimately to really come into to play on bidding on those things.
In theory, but I've seen auctions where nobody bid anything. So somebody could have gone in with $1 and
taken something.
Sure. Made Detroit.
Detroit would certainly have some cheap property. So I guess, yeah, it depends on where it was.
But, you know, you get a big plot of land, like a big old park with acres and acres and acres.
Yes.
You know, could that be homestead? Would homesteading be a better option just to allow people to go in and move into those places? And
so now you want the person with the most guns to take over the land.
Well, I don't know how it would end up panning out, but obviously that's a possibility.
But that's the theory, or rather, you know, the scare tactic of homesteading, of whoever has the most weapons to fend off the people, that's who gets all of the land, and then everybody becomes their slave.
Well, there's no one on the land right now, generally. If we're talking about parks or whatever, there's probably not anyone. Maybe some homeless people are already there. I know that that can be the case, in which case they might have a claim. And I'm not saying this is the best option. I don't know what
right.
the best option
you're,
is.
You're just saying it is an option.
It's an option.
And yeah. I'm trying my best to play yeah. devil's advocate here.
So I don't know of any other options. Do you? I mean, there may be some that I haven't haven't heard of, but selling off to the highest bidder or homesteading.
You could go back and try to find out who the property was first taken from, and then try to find who has a legitimate inheritance claim.
Sometimes it's property that was donated to the city. Sometimes it was in a will. I believe the Robin Hood Park in Keene was
given
in a will.
Yeah, there are several plots of land that I asked the city clerk. I was like, what's this weird little thing? And he was like, oh, yeah, that was
donated
as part of a will. Other times, people will donate land to the city basically as a tax write-off, to where, you know, like, I don't need all of this property that I'm being taxed for, so I'll donate a quarter acre to the city, and then it's theirs, and I don't have to pay taxes on it.
What about a mix? What about where some stuff is sold to the highest bidder, like commercial property, like the city owns the Corner News property here, which is the Bitcoin
yeah.
store, where they take Bitcoin for everything in the store. The city actually owns that that property, I
right.
believe.
Right, so it's argued that the person that owns the building that sits on that property, and that's what happens there.
The building is privately owned.
The building is privately owned, but the plot of land on which the building sits is not privately owned. That's owned by the city, so it could be argued that the owner of that store has already homesteaded the property.
Yeah,
so they should either be gifted the land or should, you know, make some sort of small remuneration.
Well, I think that also the gifting is a third option as well, meaning that in that case it's pretty obvious that that person should have, if not gifted it, that at least be
right,
given
that,
first
right. That's what
right
I would
of,
say, of figure out who has a legitimate claim
yeah.
and then gift it.
Offer, or, you know, or offer or to them
offered,
or whatever, as first bid or,
you know,
or however it would
like
work.
Some sort of, here's the reserve price. If you can meet this, then it's yours. If not, it goes up to auction.
Well, sort because
of like when you play Monopoly, if you land on yeah. something and you don't have enough money to buy it, or you just don't want the property, you say, I don't want it, and it goes up for auction.
Well, one of the proposals that I had made previously with relation to the schools, for instance, was that the school properties should go to the people who are working at the schools, because one of the concerns I think is that, you know, well, without the government around, then what's going to happen to the schools? Are they going to be able to keep operating? You know, what will that look like? And they're not going to have the pensions. If we're getting the government out of all this stuff, this would be at the same time that we're ending the idea of the state. And so what about all those people that made all the promises, like, oh, you're going to get this 90% pension or whatever?
Right.
Well, let them own the school. Let them, you know, have a stake in the actual operation and just sort of gift that over to them. So I think that's another option. But you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to join us. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Since we're talking about homesteading government property, taking over, how to get the government out of the land-owning business, the water pipes-owning business, the garbage removal business, snow removal. How do we get
the business of regulating business, the business of being in business?
How do we get from where we are with all this government around us to an O-State place? And that's sort of the larger discussion we've been having with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can do your online shopping whenever you want at shop.freetalklive.com. And when you do so, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price on whatever it is that you're buying there over at Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter through your choice of links, and Free Talk Live will benefit when you do that. So shop.freetalklive.com. Related story. Just happened to come across this just a moment ago. City officials in, I believe this is Chicago. Oh, excuse me, New Orleans. I apologize. New Orleans have filled over 170,000 potholes in the last 5 years, but people in one uptown neighborhood say their streets are being ignored, and they're taking matters into their own hands. Jerry Friedler and Ross Riley, who live across the street from each other on General Taylor Street, were tired of witnessing blowouts in their neighborhood.
We had somebody getting to magazine from Chipotle, and they blew out two tires on their car, he said. Friedler and Riley, along with two other neighbors, decided to fill the potholes themselves using products from a local hardware store. It looks amazing.
Now, we've heard stories about this sort of thing before,
yep,
where people were going and actually taking product from the city. So they were going... That there was some place in Mississippi, we covered the story a while back, where the guy went and got stuff from the city maintenance garage and filled in the pothole.
Did the city know that he was getting the stuff from the maintenance garage? Or
no.
Did he just go and take it?
He just went and took it
did
the job that they were supposed to do with the stuff.
That's amazing. This one, they've actually got a pallet that they put up that says the potholes on this street were filled by the neighbors, all bold and underlined. And then it says we used a product called QPR. So mark that one. That sounds like an interesting product.
I actually had this in my show prep folder, but forgot to tell you about it.
So QPR, they say, looks amazingly like regular asphalt. It maneuvers and comes out extremely well, and it's very easy to handle, said one of the neighbors. While the neighbors might be smiling over the results, the New Orleans Department of Public Works said it doesn't want people filling potholes on the streets, noting that it's both illegal and could lead to an even bigger problem. Well, what would that be exactly? How would there be a bigger problem? Besides the fact that right now there are people having tires being blown out on a regular enough basis to where these folks decided to go out.
The bigger problem is somebody could swerve to not hit the guy filling the pothole and then crash his car and die. Why do you want people to die, Ian?
I think the bigger problem here is that people will realize they don't need the city to fill potholes anymore.
Right, but that's not what the city's going to say.
That's the problem.
The city officials aren't going to say, you know, that they're not going to see us as legitimate.
Right.
That they're going to come up with some kind of, this is a public safety hazard, people could die. That these people filling these potholes, they're not trained pothole fillers, and they could make the problem worse.
Hopefully, says one of the neighbors, we're not stepping on the city's toes, but you don't want to hold your breath with something that might not be happening. I'd like to get the city to get its police force where it needs to be, and I think there's a time when citizens have to take the initiative, he said. City officials said homeowners should call 311 to report problems so crews can be dispatched to survey them. If it looks like no progress is being made, call 311 back for a status update. Well, they don't get into detail here, but I suspect they already tried that part. You know, if something's wrong, I get you. The city, you pay taxes, so you expect the city to be able to do something, so you would call to let them know about this. And
yes,
then if they ignore you, okay, call them back. They keep on ignoring you, well, then you've got to do something if you want to make your neighborhood better. And that's what these folks wanted to do. Now, it's identified who did it here. So the next question is, will the next story we read be about the city of New Orleans actually coming in and, you know, targeting these people? Now, I just noticed this is actually an older piece, so even though it was being shared on social media here within the last 24 hours, it's from April of 2015. So we'll actually look into this a little bit further.
I'll do some digging.
Yeah, we'll see if Jerry Friedler and Ross Riley have been targeted by the city of New Orleans for criminal charges for filling in potholes. Because this isn't the first kind of story that we've covered about this, where the cities, there was one in Great Britain where some folks fixed a road that, you know, they spent good money to fix this road because the government wouldn't do it because, again, people were bottoming out and, you know, big potholes.
And then we had the story a few months ago about the town selectman or town councilman or whatever he was down in some city in Massachusetts that wound up repainting the crosswalk that the town never got around to doing.
And they threatened him, right?
They threatened him. They charged him with vandalism and made him pay to clean up the paint so they could redo it.
Yeah. We never end up usually hearing how these stories finish on this program because a lot of times the news doesn't follow up or we don't happen to see the news or no one brings it to our attention. Of course, a great way to bring stuff to our attention is to submit it over at freetalklive.com. So if you see an update on a story that we've discussed, submit it over at freetalklive.com via our free Reddit-based system. It allows listeners like you to go and submit whatever story that you want, whatever news piece, whatever video from YouTube, fun stuff, serious issues, whatever. You submit it, other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike. And, of course, the best way to do it is to just simply call in and give us an update The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But ultimately, the big problem that they see, the city people, the real problem to them, and you're right, they're not going to admit this publicly, but the real problem here is that people will learn that they don't need the government to do this stuff. If they don't punish these men, if they don't somehow take them and you know, give them a good public flogging, then someone else might get it into their head. Well, gee, I can just go buy this QPR stuff at the hardware store and fill in all the potholes in my neighborhood. My neighbors will love me. Why wouldn't someone want to do something like that? If they've got the free time, if they've got the few bucks, I don't imagine it's too expensive to fill potholes. So, people get the idea into their heads that they can be independent and they don't need the city to help them with everything. Then that's curtains for the government. That's, right. You know, that's not good for their future legitimacy. And they have to have people believing in them. They have to have people believing that they're necessary, because otherwise the whole edifice crumbles. The whole idea of why the state is this special thing that exists, that, of course, it doesn't actually exist. It's just people with a certain belief system. And so the people who are in the state certainly believe in the state, because that's what pays their paychecks at the end of the week. And that's what allows them to live the lifestyles that they live, the very usually lavish lifestyles of a well-paid government bureaucrat. And if that goes away, well, then they all of a sudden will have to, you know, actually work at a market rate for a living. Because we all know the government agents get paid better, usually, than their private world counterparts.
So I did find something on the two individuals' story from the Uptown Messenger.
Went from?
A week after this story
came
out. Apparently, the guy from the Department of Public Works said that it doesn't want people filling potholes in the streets, noting it's illegal and could lead to an even bigger problem.
Right.
Moreover, once a street crumbles to the point where it actually disables cars, saying any attempt to repair could lead to an even bigger problem, this writer says it's absolutely absurd. And they mentioned that it's illegal, but I don't see anything offhand about the individuals being charged with anything. Let me read.
So it just
this.
Seems like they're just blustering there. It's just basically what they said previously, that there was going to be some sort of problem, but I'm not really clear on exactly what that is besides damage to their legitimacy. There may not be more about this. This may be a one-time piece. Maybe they never charged them. Maybe they backed down, and maybe they realized that if they charged these guys, that would also damage their legitimacy.
Yes.
Right? Because then it's shown, oh, well, here's the tyrannical government again. So they're screwed either way they go about it. They either look impotent or they look tyrannical. One or the other, and it's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to visit Daryl's websites, fpp.cc for the FPP News, which is a physical publication, but you can also get it online. And there's also fppradio.com, where Daryl hosts three radio shows. Actually, you host three of one show each week, three half-hour-long shows.
Yes.
Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. You then also host seven shows per week in the news format that you do at FPP Radio News.
Yes.
And then there's a once-a-week kind of opinion piece.
News commentary sort of thing. That's the FPP Freedom Minute. That's the oldest of all of the shows.
Is that right?
Yes.
How long
began
that
one? August of 2011.
FPPradio.com for more of Daryl. You know, since we're talking about people improving their communities without government permission, let's go to New York, where police in New York, according to UPI.com, say they are investigating the felling of a Long Island red light camera, meaning they took it down, meaning the cops didn't take it down. Somebody took down a red light camera.
Yay!
In Long Island. Well, the man known as Red Light Robin Hood denied involvement. Suffolk County Police said the camera pole at the intersection of County Road 83 and Old Town Road in Coram was repaired Wednesday morning after someone sawed through the aluminum pole Monday in an apparent act of vandalism.
Yay!
So it was only down, unfortunately, for a day.
That's fine, but still, how many people were saved tickets that
probably they should not
have gotten?
Probably several. Suffolk County Deputy Police Commissioner Tim Sini told CBS New York, quote, "We're working with the district attorney on this case and we'll be pursuing all leads. This is a felony. It would be tampering, vandalism type of charge," unquote. Stephen Ruth, the proclaimed red light Robin Hood, who landed in legal trouble last year for filming himself using a painter's pole to re-aim the red light cameras away from the street. This guy's a hero, posted a picture to Facebook on Monday showing the quorum pole on the ground. Ruth captioned the photo, quote, "It's on," unquote, but he later denied any movement, or any involvement, rather, in knocking the object to the ground.
So I'm still confused about the statement by the district attorney where he said it would be tampering, vandalism type charge. Basically, we don't know what we would charge them with yet.
They'll come up with something.
But we'll throw as much stuff on the wall and see what sticks.
If they can identify the culprit. Right now, they have yet to figure that out. Ruth?
They'll find somebody. They'll get a false confession because that's what they do. We talked last night about how there is a study that proves that in less than 3 hours, they can convince anybody that, or not anybody, that they convinced over 75% of people that they committed a non-existent crime.
It's crazy. Ruth alleges that police are using the 350 red light cameras at 100 intersections in the county to pad their revenue. He accused officials of altering the timing of yellow lights to trick drivers into triggering the cameras. Ruth said, quote, and again, this is the Robin Hood guy, "You can't shorten yellow lights just to increase revenue, throwing our safety out of the window and expect nobody to do anything about it." However, Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone told WCBS AM last year that the yellow lights weren't shortened, saying, quote, "There's no basis for that in reality whatsoever," unquote. Now, there's one guy saying they did shorten them, another guy saying they didn't shorten them, but we do know that there have been cities in different places where they absolutely have shortened the yellow lights.
Yes.
That has happened.
Chicago shortened it to a time, and when I say to a time, the amount of time that the light showed yellow was lower than what law in Illinois says a light can be yellow for.
Uh-oh.
Did they wind up giving people back their fines and money that had been stolen from them when they got these tickets that they shouldn't have gotten? No. They just told the red light camera operating company, you need to fix that and don't do it again.
In this case, there's another story that I was looking at about the same thing with the red light camera being taken down in Long Island, where the police chief says that if they catch this person, that they are going to try to stick that person with all of the supposed lost revenue, meaning that whoever is caught for it will be essentially billed. The city.
Wow,
will...
that person is a red light Robin Hood.
Yeah, whoever it is a hero.
Because remember that's one of the things that in the second lawsuit that the city filed against you and five other people, they were seeking damages.
That's right.
From lost revenue.
You're talking about the Robin Hooding in Keene, New Hampshire,
yes.
Which doesn't involve cutting down red light cameras because there aren't any.
Also doesn't involve cutting down the parking meters off of their poles.
No, but that would be pretty awesome if somebody were to do that. And I think this brings up a larger question of, well, here we are, we're back on government property. You know, we were talking about earlier about how to sort of marketize government property, get it out of the government's hands and into people's hands. But when it comes to destroying government property, I think this is a conversation that some libertarians might have a disagreement about. I, for one, do not have a problem with what this guy did, or gal, or whoever it was. Somebody went and literally cut this pole and, you know, took this camera down. Now, why they didn't smash the camera while they were at it? I mean, look, if you're gonna commit a felony, then what's another...
Go big or go home.
Right. I mean, it doesn't matter at that point. You've already committed the damage to this thing. Killing the camera at the same time isn't going... And maybe maybe the fall hit the camera. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, go over and give it a good smash. I don't have a problem with that. And I think some people might because, you know, it's bad to do those sorts of things. But no one got hurt. You know, this isn't the same as like V for Vendetta or whatever, where there's a bomb that goes off and someone could possibly... I'm not talking about the kind of destruction of property that could result in people being harmed.
Right.
But you know, this piece of government enforcement apparatus was effectively neutralized by this Robin Hood character,
yes,
or whoever, in New York. And people were saved possibly hundreds of dollars. We don't know how many tickets per day are written by this one camera, but apparently it's a notorious camera. According to a different article, people in this town, they hate this red light camera. And so certainly the people of the town were very happy to see this happen. But, of course, the government is upset about it. How do you feel, Daryl, about the idea of sort of sabotaging government property?
When it's a purpose like this of, you know, knocking down something that is only used as a means of theft,
mm-hmm.
that's fine. Go for it. But if it's something that, you know, might wind up being used possibly to wind up helping someone.
Like a bear cat?
I would really like to know how a bear cat would be used to help someone.
So the argument for the bear cat, this is an armored personnel carrier that many police departments are being given by federal government money around the country. And it's this, you know, basically this device that the police can use to protect themselves from being attacked. But the police will say that that they would use it in a medical situation, or that they could use it to evacuate somebody from a situation.
Well, they also claim that they could use it to evacuate people from the Pumpkin Fest.
Yeah.
This Bearcat thing holds like 12 people. There are claims of 70,000 people that attend Pumpkin Fest. You're not evacuating 70,000 people in a damn Bearcat.
But you asked for an example, and I'm giving you one. So if there's a hostage situation and the police come and they rescue some hostages with the Bearcat, then they would chalk that up as, see, we needed the Bearcat.
Right. But they also probably could have just taken their regular police cruisers to the scene.
Those don't have the same armor potential as the Bearcat does.
True.
I'm not defending the Bearcat. I wouldn't shed a tear if somebody set it on fire.
So far, every situation in Keene where they've used the Bearcat, it's been people that were suicidal and only killed themselves.
They did bring the Bearcat out when there was the swatting incident that happened in Keene, and swatting is where someone...
Oh, right. So there were the suicidal people and then the incident that didn't actually happen because it was a false call to 911.
And further, at that particular incident, by the way, during the swatting incident, if you go and you look at freekeen.com and you search for swatting, and you'll find the video that I made of this particular occasion. They weren't doing anything to try to protect people. They were actually standing there. The police were behind buildings, pointing weapons up at a building, looking like they were pretty concerned for their safety.
Right.
But they were just allowing anybody who walked through downtown Central Square just walk all over every place, drunk people coming out of bars, everybody. If there was like some psychopath up in this building that was getting ready to shoot some folks, the police certainly weren't letting anyone know about that,
right.
And they weren't doing anything to try to protect anyone in that case. So we'll have to talk about destroying government property in more detail on another
Monday.
Episode. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you.
Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.